Welcome back to Hash Rate Up Focus. Today, we're going to talk about difficulty. Hash Rate Up, hardware sales, advisory, hosting, and site brokerage. Find new and used ASIC deals through the website and the Telegram channel below. Make smarter decisions with Hash Rate Up. More precisely, we're going to put the current difficulty developments into historical context. We're also going to talk about why this might be happening and give an outlook for the future. We have covered difficulty before with hash price, just in general what it is. However, right now something quite historical is happening in Bitcoin mining, which warrants a closer look. So sharing my screen here, you can see the difficulty over the last 1 year. You can see here that difficulty has steadily increased, increase after increase, the occasional drop when it overshot, but then it really kept on trucking until we finally in October of last year reached a all-time high difficulty-wise of 155 trillion. From there, we have seen decline in Bitcoin price and thus also decline in Bitcoin difficulty, right? We've had one drop, two drops, another drop. Then we had somewhat of a stagnant adjustment, which I don't really count, right? It's plus minus zero. Then we had another drop and another one. And now we're looking to have another drop of about 17%, which is absolutely massive, right? These things don't happen often. Block time currently is at 12 minutes and 6 seconds. We can see also here, I love this chart, that currently the network is running 96 blocks behind schedule. So a massive amount. Why this is happening, we'll get to in a minute. But what I want to do first is quickly explain other periods in time when this has happened, right? So first off, we have the bear market collapse of 2011, I believe this is, when Bitcoin price crashed from the enormous heights of $32 all the way down to $2.60, right? You can see similar things here, right? Difficulty is rising, half a trillion, 1.69 trillion, 1.88 trillion, right? And then it sort of bottomed or topped out and went down. And if you count the difficulty drops, it's a bit hard to see here. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 difficulty drops in a row. You can count this one as an eighth one, right? But the big important news here, or the important part, is that difficulty dropped from 1.88 trillion all the way down to 1.09 trillion. So about like a 40, 50% drop, right? That was in 2011. And then, of course, we had the China mining ban. When China banned Bitcoin mining, this was also very good for miner time for miners who stayed online. Not so good for all of those who didn't. But you can see here over a short time frame, over, what is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 difficulty adjustments, right? So roughly 10 weeks, we had a difficulty drop from 25 trillion all the way down to 13 trillion. Another 40, 50% drop, right? And now again. And so now over the last couple months, we have seen this drop, which is quite historical in Bitcoin mining. Doesn't happen often, especially not the fact, I mean, we've had 1, 2, 3 again, 4, 5, and then we're looking at another 1, 6 drops in a row. That doesn't really happen a lot, right? And we're not talking about a big market crash here or anything else. Buying Bitcoin miners should be simple, safe, and fast. Altair Technology delivers exactly that. Based in the US and shipping directly from St. Louis, Altair eliminates all the shady messaging groups, customs and tariffs issues, and makes sure Bitcoin miners get to you on time. Altair stocks leading commercial ASIC miners, efficient home units, and all the critical parts you need, backed by real inventory, real support, and a team of people that you can rely on and actually mines Bitcoin. Thank you so much, Altair Technology, for supporting the show. And without further ado, let's get back to it. Okay, so there's, I think, two developments here that push network hash rate down, difficulty down, and hash price denominated in Bitcoin up, right? More structurally, I think a lot of these public miners are pushing towards AI because their shareholders are pushing them to, because then the stock price tends to move up, right? News like this, NVIDIA invests $2 billion in CoreWeave as AI data center build-out accelerates. Now, why do they do that? Because the public miners own infrastructure, they own power contracts, they have access to the grid to deploy fast, and time to market is essential. And so all of these AI companies are super interested in deploying with these companies, and they have a lot of money to do so, right? So these news are not letting up, right? Here's another one. Riot stock jumps 12% as AMD deal anchors Texas AI data center expansion, right? So Marathon is announcing this. CleanSpark is announcing this. Riot, CoreWeave, all of these guys. Here's another one. CoreWeave deploys 16,000 GPUs at delayed Texas data center for OpenAI. So a lot of this is structural, I think. This AI game is a competition for Bitcoin mining. It pushes Bitcoin mining out to the fringes more, and the power is just being used elsewhere because it generates more money. And so I think over the course of the next 2 years, we're going to see a lot more of this. And this means a structural downtrend for Bitcoin mining. Also, along the lines of this, we can see that a lot of the manufacturers, Auradine, Bitdeer, Bitmain, MicroBTL, all of these guys are struggling to sell their units because previously the companies that I just mentioned, they are buying these units in batches of tens of thousands previously, right? Because they're all deploying them as fast as they can. And these deals are, yeah, kind of missing from the market now. And you can see a lot of the manufacturers now turning into self-mining or mining via their sort of companies that they have at arm's length to deploy the machines themselves. There's also pressure, I believe, for companies like Bitmain to use the ASIC chips that they have produced, because what they do is they get an allocation at, let's say, TSMC, where they build the chips, and now they kind of have to use them, otherwise they lose their allocation, or there's a risk that they lose their allocation, and they can't afford that because it's essential to their business, right? So now these ASICs are dead in the water, there's less buyers for them, so now they start deploying them themselves. We've seen this also in ASIC pricing. ASIC prices have plummeted recently, and there's a lot of pressure right now on miners. So it's a good time to get involved, I believe. Furthermore, the large difficulty adjustment of minus 17%, this is a very sort of spot trend right now. We're seeing news like this hit the news feed, right? Bitcoin miners unplug 110 exahashes to ease grid strain during Arctic blast. And just in today, we have Foundry USA hash rate drop 60% amid winter storm. So very, very, very cold temperatures mean people are using electricity for heat, means a lot of electricity consumption, means electricity prices go through the roof, means all of these Bitcoin miners and power contract owners are selling back the power, turning off the mining and selling back the power to the grid in order to make the most money possible. Right? 200 exahashes is no small feat. If you go into the network here, you can see the all-time high was like 1,157 exahashes. 200 exahashes alone of that is, yeah, is like 15% or something like that of the whole network just being shut off, right? A lot of this is due to the concentration of the Bitcoin mining network in the US also, right? And now we're back down to 993, right? So I think that the cold obviously is going to go away, right? That's going to push hash rate back up again once these machines get turned back on because, you know, they're profitable. Just now it makes more sense to sell the power back, but that's a temporary issue. But then this AI thing, I think, you know, is going to be with us for the next few years. And so I'm happy about that, right? Because it means the mining that I'm doing makes more sats. All right. The machines are cheap, so it's a good time to get involved. I'll have a video coming out next time about how I'm approaching Bitcoin mining hosting, right? Because I think that's a very tough market to make money, and it's going to mean you're going to wait a long time to make your money back. But I think there are ways to play that right. And so, yeah, stay tuned for that one. I hope you learned something through this difficulty episode. It's a really, really interesting time in Bitcoin mining, right? These drops don't happen every week or every year. And it's very, very seldom that they do. Again, hopefully you learned something new. leave a like, subscription, comment, all of that good stuff is highly appreciated. It helps me show my sponsors that there are people out there listening to what I'm talking into the microphone and into the camera. So yeah, I hope you have a good week and had a good January. Here's to a good February 2026.